And now, a private word from Roy.
When I think about each of you and the culture of the Wizard of Ads partners, I always think of this poem, Opportunity, by Edward Rowland Sill. This I beheld, or dreamed it in a dream. There spread a cloud of dust along a plain, and underneath the cloud, or in it, raged a furious battle, and men yelled, and swords shocked upon swords and shields. A prince's banner wavered, then staggered backward, hemmed by foes. A craven hung along the battle's edge, and thought, "Had I a sword of keener steel, that blue blade that the king's son bears, but this blunt thing..." He snapped and flung it from his hand, and lowering, crept away and left the field. Then came the king's son, wounded, sore bestead, and weaponless, and saw the broken sword, hilt buried in the dry and trodden sand, and ran and snatched it, and with battle shout lifted afresh, he hewed his enemy down, and saved a great cause that heroic day. Edward Rowland Sill, 1841 to 1887.
And now we'll take a break and listen to 9 short bits of good advice.
Care about what other people think, and you will always be their prisoner.
Lao Tzu.
A fool is known by his speech, a wise man by his silence. Pythagoras.
If you are the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. Confucius.
The quieter you become, the more you are able to hear. Rumi.
We suffer more in our imagination than in reality. Seneca.
It's never too late to be what you might have been. George Eliot.
Our life is what our thoughts make it. Marcus Aurelius.
Thinking is difficult. That's why most people judge.
In a very real sense, we are all aliens on a strange planet. We spend most of our lives reaching out and trying to communicate. If during our whole lifetime we could reach out and really communicate with just 2 people, we are indeed very fortunate. Gene Roddenberry, creator of Star Trek.
My goal in writing this book is to bring focus, clarity, and detail to the things I've been teaching in the partner training videos for many years. Flashback.